Jason Swantz is a refined fuel specialist with CHS. Caught up with Jason earlier this week. I wanted to ask Jason what his thoughts were as we look toward diesel fuel prices and availability going into the spring planting season.
No, as we look towards spring, I am very optimistic because I think if you look at where commodity prices are, corn and beans, especially down in our area, I think things are looking very good. Thus, I also think there's going to be a lot of acres that need to be planted. And if you look at the winter we've had, it's been fairly mild. I can't say this yet. I don't think anybody can say this. I'm not a weatherman, but if you look at it, you know, what kind of a start do we get? If you look at some of the things that have happened around the refining business, if you look at it, it's been a tougher time. This pandemic has really put a crimp on refiners, especially with gasoline demand. Diesel fuel demand has still been good, but gasoline demand hasn't, and some of the refineries have turned back their refineries and aren't producing as much gas and diesel because there isn't the demand. I'm not going to lie about it either. The refining margins have been squeezed because of this too. Therefore, if you look at a lot of the diesel inventories going into the spring are going to be low. So in my opinion, I would tell farmers and that to fill up, you know, as soon as you can, you know, make sure that you have that first fill and you're ready to go. I think you're going to be better off. I think anything you can buy ahead of time, if you have your storage, make sure it's full so you can get going in the spring, because I really truly believe if you look at diesel inventories are low, and I think spring demand is going to be extremely high.
And the really tough part too, Jason, from your world in the refining, when you have a barrel of crude, you can get this much gasoline out of it and this much diesel fuel. There isn't a lot of wiggle room, or is there more? Because right away it threw up red flags for me that gasoline demand was way down because of the pandemic, but diesel fuel wasn't.
Nope. If you look at a barrel of crude, typically CHS has two refineries, one in McPherson, Kansas, one in Laurel, Montana. We can take and squeeze out, it's called a 2-1-1 crack. For every barrel, you get one gas, one diesel. That would be 50-50. Our refineries are probably more like 60-40 or 55-45, with the higher percentage being gasoline. So diesel is usually smaller when it comes out of refineries. Ours are that way. A lot of the under refineries are, they'll call it a 5-3-2, where it's about two-thirds gasoline, one-third diesel fuel. So ours are tilted a little more towards diesel fuel, and being that we're so ag-focused, we try to get every drop of diesel fuel out of there that we can. But that's how most refineries work, and thus they're also running at reduced rates because of the problems now. So that's where we lead to, you know, some of these lower inventories.
Also, because of the disastrous weather, we thought it was tough because it was 20 or 25 below zero up here. But Texas, that was much colder for them than us at 25 below. We get that almost every winter. And some refineries I heard down in Texas were shut down, so that would affect the overall supply, even though maybe it didn't really affect CHS as far refineries, because you mentioned it's more up here in the Midwest and Montana.
Jerry, you're right on the money there. About 20% of the refining in the Gulf actually shut down. They're not built for this kind of weather, and they had this storm come through with ice and with, you know, I think I heard temperatures as low as 6 below. They're not built to handle that. And 20% of the refining business shut down there. I saw some pictures of some refineries where everything was frozen like an ice cube. And quite frankly, this will be really tough on them. When you have a hurricane in that Gulf, you know, it's just water you're dealing with. And water, you know, isn't good for refineries, but they can, you know, pump that out of there and get going again. When you have an incident like this where it gets to be cold and things freeze up, they got to go check for cracks, leaks, do inspections on everything. So it could be a little bit longer than even, you know, when they have those bad times during a hurricane. This could be even tougher on them because they're just not used to it. They're not dealing with it very often. So they're going to have problems with water. They're going to have problems with electricity, and they're going to have problems with their refineries. This is going to make an already tight market probably even tighter on product.
And I know your specialty, Jason, is diesel fuel, but do you anticipate it might be an issue with propane too?
I think if you look at in the last few weeks, we had a lot of this cold weather, and I think propane honestly was pretty readily available. I think people were lifting off their contracts and things were sitting pretty good. Then we had this cold snap. If you look at down south, it's pretty much, I'm not going to call it, a panic or anything, but they're really worried. Propane is just flying off the shelves because of this cold weather. People need it for additional heat for their homes and things like that. So right now the propane market is extremely, extremely tight. And I don't think anybody saw this coming necessarily with this cold weather down south. That isn't a typical thing that happens. So propane has gotten really tight here lately.
What would your thoughts be, Jason, about looking toward maybe summer and fall? Because brace yourself, Jerry actually followed the advice last fall. And when I got done with field work, I filled up the tractors and the combine and my fuel barrel at the farm just so I would have less concerns about condensation. So my barrel at the farm has been full since last fall, but now I'm thinking about summer and fall. Maybe sit tight and see if things rectify themselves a little bit between now and this summer and fall.
I think if you look at it going in, we're going to go into this springtime and we're going to have this heavy demand and we're really going to probably take the inventories even lower. As far as going into spring and or summer and fall, I think a lot of it's going to depend on how we kind of heal up as a nation from this pandemic. If you look at, I think there's some pent up demand. We've been staying home. If we get the vaccinations out there, I think people are going to want to travel, and it's just going to, I think there's pent up demand. If you look at, I think there's just going to be a continued renewal of people wanting to travel some. So I think that's going to put some pressure on things. And I think too, it depends on how do these refineries come out of this. I can't say for how they're going to come out of it, but I think it just depends. Are they going to come out and are they going to ramp up? Is it going to take longer? How is it going to be? But I truly believe you should keep buying your needs in, and then maybe in the summertime, that's when diesel fuel demand gets to be a little less on the farm. You can sit and watch it a little bit for the fall, but I think we're just going to have to continuously monitor that one because that's an unknown right now, and it's going to be tougher to tell.
I know when I've been doing the interviews talking about propane, one of the recommendations was if you're a little tight on on-farm storage compared to your demand, maybe consider adding more propane tanks. And maybe that wouldn't be bad advice for diesel fuel tanks either, would it, Jason?
No, I think if you're looking at it and you wanted to add a little extra diesel storage, I think that would be a good thing. And I truly believe right now, your best thing, you hit it right on the money. You filled your tanks up in the fall, and I think continuing to keep that diesel full at your place is going to be the way to go, because I truly believe there's just a lot of items out there that are going to make diesel supply short going into the springtime, and I think we're just going to need to keep making sure that we keep our tanks full so you have the product to get that plant or that crop in the ground.
Now, I think the key then is talk to your supplier sooner rather than later. What do I have or what am I anticipating needing? We're kind of in the same canoe here.
Nope, I agree. Always talk with your supplier. Planning ahead is the best thing, and I know farmers, their expenses are great. Fuel is one that is a smaller expense, but it's a very important one. And if you can just take one and get it off the table, make sure your tanks are full, make sure you planned ahead. You can take that off the table and worry about the other things that are more important to you, like planting that crop and getting it in the ground.
Jason Schwantz, who's a refined fuel specialist with CHS.